Hello there, English speakers, and welcome to Thor's Day. We'll talk more about that later. This is the third try to record this video. First it got destroyed by the mobile phone that destroyed the sound in the first video. And then we have this sun that is really annoying. So that destroyed my focus. But let's take it fast as a British Prime Minister's term, and take a big, deep breath. So to understand why a lot of panic is happening around the world and where to expect it, we can look at what many of the Republicans are saying now. If they take the House, they will stop the funding of Ukraine. So of course this is causing all the corrupt shitheads that have been laundering money through Ukraine, they will lose that, and it will also mean the end of the Ukrainian state, because without US money there is no way to run Ukraine and be at war. So they must do a total surrender. They will not be able to pay the salaries to the soldiers, and of course for no equipment or anything. So the entire military will be useless without the US money. So what will happen then? I think the most reasonable thing is that some country have to bail them out and they have to stop the war. So it's only Russia that can actually do it. So Russia will incorporate Ukraine as a more autonomous part of Russia, and there will be Russian troops, there will be a Russian nuclear umbrella over Ukraine, and that's the end of it. And if you have lent out money to Ukraine, good luck with that. So that's the panic we are seeing. And we had some trust in Liz Truss for some reason. We and others that were following the Sirius report, we thought that, yeah, she could last half a year. It will take some time for the Tories to find someone who is even more stupid. But no, she lasted 44 days. So that happened. More interestingly, what is going to happen, which is more interesting than what happened. Farage is continuing to push this, that they have to replace the Tory party that he has declared dead now. So we'll see how he will build that. But interestingly, commenting on that tweet, Suella Braverman, she was the immigration minister, so she resigned before Liz Truss, and she published her resignation letter to this tweet about Farage. So she seems to be flirting with him. Her resignation letter, by the way, says that, yeah, I was sending an email from my private email address with information that were to be released in very soon, just after sending this email. But of course that was against the rules, so therefore I have to resign. Yeah, no one believes that that was the reason she resigned. First of all, I think that she got threatened by the fanatics that need their illegal immigration that she wanted to stop. But also to position herself, especially now when she's flirting with Farage. So, should Nigel Farage or someone in a similar situation, like you might be in, should you accept that flirting and take her aboard? I have definitely no experience in this, but I want to put this frame out there so you can ask if this frame is correct to people who actually do have this experience. And I look, for example, how Trump did stuff also. So I try to not be in my own little world, but I try to look at the world. And I will say Farage should use Suella, because you need someone with experience inside. And even if Farage does have a lot of experience by himself, but of course he needs more people, and having someone from the enemy side is a good thing. And then you don't need to wonder about, can I trust this person, because you can't. So you know where your enemies are. Keep your friends close, but your enemies even closer, and you will get a feeling for how you will defeat the enemy. Just like the barbarians were defeating the Romans by learning all the tricks that they needed from the Romans, and then they defeated them by not being so stubborn and uselessly corrupt and so on. So we need, if you build any new organization, first of all you need to know it's infiltrated. So you still need to do all these spy games where you give different information to different people in your organization, and then you have like fingerprints on the information, so when if it gets released, then you know from which one was leaking that, and other stuff that you can do. Try to figure out spy games to see who is your friend and who will backstab you. So that is the frame I want to give for anyone who wants to build any kind of organization. 80% lethal virus that I said was totally fake news. It's totally fake news. It turns out that these mice, they call it the mice model or mouse model, these mice died 100%. So don't look at my five like it's 100% of my fingers. Died when they were given the first Wuhan virus, and also with the Delta, all mice died, and with Omicron, no mice died. So they combined some parts of the Omicron virus with the Wuhan virus, so they did not do gain of function. So that was not what they were doing. They were taking two viruses that are released into the world already, and they just took different parts of them and see how much it would still be lethal. So they realized that it's still pretty lethal, even if they did this kind of combination. I don't know how trustworthy this is, but the scientists behind it realized that their press release was a little bit, it leaked to the press in a bad way. What I do fear is that the media, or some corrupt pieces of shit actually, will use this media spin so that they can create a monopoly on medical research, so that WHO needs to approve all kinds of medical research, and that would be really, really bad. Don't fall for that, and warn everyone that we don't need that kind of oversight just because there's, well, panic about a virus that kill some sort of rat. They will not kill us, so don't worry too much. If it was possible to create a virus that spread very fast and kill all humans, they would have done that somewhere already. So don't worry too much about that. There will come new pandemics. They will still do illegal research somewhere, and the only thing that happens if you have more stiff control is that you get less useful research and more harmful research controlled by WHO or some other even more evil and corrupt pieces of shit. But Dr. Robert Malone here, in a short video, less than half an hour, explained the corruption. So it's bad. And then CDC had made a study with COVID injections into 1,200 children, which is of course totally unethical, because none of these children benefits from this at all. They are in no risk for any COVID virus, so why on earth should you experiment on them? But they also did a too small study. So with 1,200 children or subjects, you can't conclude anything if there's a risk that, for example, we have another study that says that 1 in 500 children that got the Pfizer injection got hospitalized. And as they are only 1 in 500, then of course maybe 1, 2, 3 children in this study of 1,200 might have been hospitalized, but you can't conclude that it's just something that happened, or if it has anything to do with the injection. So you can't see that signal generally. But they don't care, they just push this because they want to make money, and they don't care how many children that are dying. So I want to, oh, by the way, and then we have a lot of 3 people between 17 and 22 that were dying last 2 weeks only. And a doctor is screaming about that we need autopsies on these children, which they will not do, the demons. Because the demons have said that the vaccines are safe and effective, and they want to protect their ego now. Their ego will make them very dead, I will assume, unless they break their egos eventually. But maybe Robert Barnes or some other legal scholars and lawyers. I want to raise this question. If you kill someone on the board of CDC, Big Pharma, FDA, that is basically like killing someone who is about to attack children. So of course you should not be convicted as a murderer if you kill someone so that they can't kill others. And then it will be basically legal hunting season for these people. And I think it's a good thing to discuss, because then maybe these people stop being murderous, treasonous bastards. So lift that question if you know any legal people. Also, interesting to see how different countries are run very differently. One very strange country is Turkmenistan. So it's the second most closed country in the world, and it's still pretty prosperous, strangely. Only Kazakhstan is more prosperous in that region. So Geography Now have made a video about it. They usually do very fun and informative videos, but this one was extra good, extra well produced. So I recommend it, and see if you can get some idea how to run a country differently. I don't think that Turkmenistan is a best way to run a country, but they are obviously doing some things better than we are doing. So interesting to see. And then we see, lastly, an image here of a US stealth fighter that has crashed in Utah. This pretty much describe the US empire, I think. I'll end with some interesting fun thing from Sweden. The Elsa Widding, she's an expert in energy and what the climate scientists are saying. So she has become a member of the Swedish parliament, and she was debating someone who is a total emotional climate fanatic. He is a part of the Social Democratic Party, but he talks like he is a part of the Green Party. So Yeah, she was just laughing at him and how ridiculous his emotional arguments are. And yeah, there is a reason why these climate fanatics, they refuse to debate the other side. In USA, you might have seen, you know, Ted Cruz and others asking about this, but in Sweden, nothing. So the state media don't want to absolutely not invite Elsa Widding unless they can record it and then cut it into pieces so that it becomes very bad for her. But now when she is in the parliament, this narrative will fall here in Sweden. And lately, if you can see the bike roads here, where you have even signs and a lot of bikers, the bikers here are the most satisfied in Sweden, actually. So our local government have built this big, broad bike roads in the nature. And of course, there is no cars here. And I do think, though, that they missed a question. I don't think the bikers here are that happy. They are very happy with the city, but not with biking here. Because if you ask new students what kind of wind is blowing in Linköping, everyone knows the answer. And the right answer is, there is blowing headwind, always. So you can see two bikers biking towards each other, and both of them have headwind, because that's how the wind is working here. So I will end with this tip. Now when it's Thursday, and we hate Thor, because Thor behaves like an asshole against our dear doggy, Pike, and he is behaving like an asshole towards many dogs, so we don't like Thor. So if you want to really stick it to Thor, I think that you should pedal really hard on a bike, maybe use extra electrical power on your bike, and then really stick it to that bad god, at least until it's Fry's day, and that is tomorrow, of course. So with that lesson in Norse gods and infrastructure in Linköping, we'll end it for today and hope that this video actually works, unlike the previous ones. So see you tomorrow on Fry's Day.